Greetings to you, wonderful souls out there, and welcome to another thought-provoking episode of the AOB Olagunjo podcast. I'm your host, AOB Olagunjo, and today's episode is a powerful reminder. Do not rest on the first day. While rest is a vital component of a healthy life, the order of work and rest matters. As a divine principle, work precedes rest, not the other way around. It's a wisdom we can glean from the very beginning, when God worked for 6 days and rested on the seventh day. In the grand tapestry of creation, we find a fundamental truth. The beginning is not a time for rest. It's a time for work. The very essence of our existence echoes the divine wisdom that work precedes rest. If we look at the Genesis account, God, the ultimate creator, worked for 6 days before entering into a state of rest. Here lies the crux of the matter. Working before resting is not just a physical principle, it's a universal law that applies to destiny, humanity, and posterity. Resting when you should be working is a disservice not only to yourself but to those around you and the generations to come. Imagine a scenario where you rest while others are diligently working. Eventually, the tables will turn and you will find yourself working while others are at rest. However, the unfortunate reality is that you might end up working on the leftover tasks, the scraps that others have already accomplished. Let this be a wake-up call, my dear listeners. The first day is not a day for rest. It's a day for labor. Just as the Creator worked tirelessly in the beginning, laying the foundations of the universe, we too must engage in our tasks, dreams, and responsibilities with unwavering commitment. Your destiny, your impact on humanity, and your legacy are integrally woven into the fabric of your work. It's about being diligent in the present moment so that you can enjoy the fruits of your labor in the days of rest that follow. So, as you navigate the beginning phases of this year and your life endeavors, remember the divine order. Work before rest. Do not let the allure of immediate comfort overshadow the long-term satisfaction that comes from putting in the efforts first. That concludes this episode of the AOB Olagunjo podcast. Thank you for joining me on this exploration of the wisdom embedded in the divine order of work and rest. If you found value in today's episode, share it with those who need a reminder that the first day is not a day for rest. Until next time, my friends, keep working diligently. Keep striving, and watch as your rest becomes a sweet reward for your labor. Remember, do not rest on the first day. Let it be a day of purposeful work. Until next time, keep creating, keep achieving, and keep thriving in the divine order of your journey. It's bye for now.